Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out. Check out the new video that's up right now and all the new things that we have on the homepage. Have a great visit with our good friend Walter Kishoe. He's a great member of our Brain Trust, the author of The Lords of Strategy. We're talking about the management century. And Walter, you brought us through really the second of three phases of the management century. The first was sort of as the industrial age developed some critical mass, the need for management, and then sort of the refining and the focusing on management as a discipline during and post World War II, all the way up through the 70s, where we then found out that we had some holes in our armor with regard to management, and the Japanese highlighted that for us, and we had to turn things around, and that brings us to our current trimester, so to speak, in the management century. What do you think?
Yes, I think that's right, and the current trimester has some positives and some negatives. I mean, and some of the things that can be viewed both ways. One of the things that's happened is there has been a globalization of business as companies or countries like China.
Is that a good or a bad thing?
Well, it's a good thing in that it's brought more people kind of under the rule of, or they're more capitalist and fewer communist.
Right. That can't be bad.
So, and more people participating in free markets, but that also means that we get more competition from.
Can I stop you for a second? I don't want to leave what your thought about more capitalists than communists. Thank you for that. I'm glad you said that. Because capitalism really, as we know it, and as we know that it works, capitalism requires some level of liberty, if not full liberty. And that's the reason why I said that's a good thing. Go ahead.
Right. But also along with capitalism comes competition and a drive for greater efficiency. So mm-hmm. Now we're competing to be as efficient as the best Chinese factory or as low cost as the best Indian call
center. And that disrupts what has been held as a contract between the employer and the employee. That's disrupting what we have known for the last 100 years and believed was almost an inalienable right. What do you think?
Exactly so. That contract between employer and employee, implicit or explicit, really began to unravel in the 1980s, maybe most noticeably mm-hmm. looking at the layoffs and the sell-offs at GE.
Right.
They went through about, by some measures, a half of their workforce turning them over mm-hmm. As they leaned down and sold off some businesses and got more efficient. So that's been, a downside, certainly for American workers. We benefited from lower prices. You can find less expensive goods.
America's quality of life has benefited from globalization, but certain industries, the people who work in certain industries have not.
That's true. And overall, I think most Americans' feelings about their job security are they feel less secure about their employment now
right.
than they did 30 or 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also true, one of the things that's come along with the managerial revolution, as you were saying, as related to technology, now we have communications technology with the Internet and cell phones, and as Andy Grove, the former CEO of Intel, said, technology is great. It'll enable us all to work ourselves to death.
Right.
And so the people who are in managerial jobs in the United States and around the world are actually working longer hours, according to all the research I can find, than their counterparts were 30 or 40 years ago.
They're always on call. When do you think, Walter, I've got about a minute left. When do you think, how long do you think it will take? I'm convinced it will happen. I just don't know when. How long do you think it will take for the management discipline, the attitude about what we're capable of doing, to start bringing the human side back into decision making? So far, for the last few years, especially the last 3 or 4 years, humans have not been very much considered. What do you think?
I think it's going to take a while, maybe another 10, 20, 30 years.
Do you think it needs to happen?
Of course, it needs to happen, but the pressures of competition and worldwide competition and globalization are working against it.
And Wall Street, Wall Street metrics.
And Wall Street, yeah, that's
that.
Another part of the
Wall Street,
third era of
Wall
management.
Street, I say this whenever I get a chance at the drop of a hat, I believe it with all my heart. Wall Street is becoming the enemy of capitalism, as you and I know it.
In many respects, that's true, Jim. And one of the changes in the last era of management is that companies and CEOs of public companies have become slaves of serving the shareholder and
the quarterly analyst call. That's the reason why I think private equity may be the future of capitalizing our businesses, not Wall Street.
It's a real and increasingly popular alternative.
Walter, come back again real soon. We always get smarter when
you join us.
I will,
Jim. It's always a pleasure to talk with you.
Yeah,
thanks
we'll talk
so much.
To you next time. Walter Kieschel, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.